So, on this episode of Salty as Fuck, I feel like talking about some of my slutcapades, which is my adventures in my single life. So, for example, when this comes up, I just find it really fucking funny with dudes. You'll tell them specifically, like, hey, leave no marks, please, like, when they're kissing up on your neck, and they'll just be like, well, why? And I was like, well, first of all, who the fuck are you to be asking me why? I said no. That's a complete fucking sentence. Like, I said don't leave a mark on my body. And it's like, it's called I'm a professional. I have a job that requires me to look presentable, and having a bunch of fucking hickeys up my goddamn neck isn't exactly professional. Call me crazy. But I feel like my boss might have something to say about that one. And then, it's like, it pisses me off more though when, like, they'll still try to leave a fucking hickey. And I'm just kind of like, who the fuck are you to be leaving a mark up on my body? Like, you're my fucking man. Because if you were my fucking man, you would know fucking better. But nah, you're not. And you're literally leaving a mark on me that will stay probably longer than your attention span on me. Because, I'm sorry, like, that's how the fuck it ends, usually. So yeah, please don't leave me marks on my body that are gonna last longer than your availability. Like, holy shit. It's almost impressive. Other fun little slut capades. Okay. So I hooked up with a guy from high school. Like, I had the hots for him. Like, it was like a fantasy come true. I was so excited when, like, kind of hit me up. And I'm like, fuck yeah, come through. And then, yeah, and it was great. Like, we were having a good night. We were getting hella stoned and smoking each other out and just, like, talking crap. And it was, like, old times. And then, yeah, one thing led to another, and it got awkward real fast. Like, because it was like, I knew he was, like, trying to talk himself through it because he was trying not to bust too quick. And I feel bad for giggling a little. Like, I understand why he did it, but still. It was, okay, has anyone ever seen the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer? And there's, like, that scene with that young intern she's trying to hook up with. And he's, like, over-exaggerating his moaning and his weird kissing. And it was just like that. It was, like, we couldn't really make out. He kept, like, doing this weird pull-away moan thing. I don't know. It was not it. Like, I was just I was like, well, this should have really stayed a masturbatory memory. That happens. And then, on top of that, I mean, I guess, like, what inspired me talking, telling a couple stories, I guess, was, because even, like, my straight-laced friends who are, like, really not, you know, they're not the types to hook up with dudes, they're like, nah, tell me your story. What'd you do? It's like, they want to know my hoe story. Like, I've had girlfriends who will be at a party, and they'll be like, hey, see that dude? And I'll be like, yeah, he's kind of hot, whatever. And they'll be like, he's single. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, whatever. And she'll be like, that's good information to know. And I'm like, look at her, like, all right, like, the fuck? And she's just like, look, I'm in a relationship. You're not. You should do him. Just do him for me. Do him for America. And I'm just I mean, it was great. I mean, you know, so all the time it's like, you know what, the chicks who are even like the monogamous types, they love my hoe stories. They think they're hilarious, especially when, you know, I'll be talking crap. Because, like, one night I let one of my exes come through, and, like, we hadn't seen each other in a minute, and, like, pretty much a year, and it was just, like, old fucking times. And, like, he was rubbing up on me, and I let him lay next to me. I said, look, like, we're not fucking, but, you know, you can lay next to me. And he's just like, okay. And he was loving on me still and just being like, man, I fucking missed you. And then he starts trying to talk dirty, basically trying to get me there. And he's just like, ma'am, I mean, you know how long it's been since I've gotten some? And I'm like, and, you know, since I gotten some pussy. He straight dropped it. And I was looked at him, and I'm like, yeah, it's probably been even longer since you gave any head, because you're a selfish piece of shit. Like, that's how the fuck I felt. Because he was. And he just straight up, like, he went down on me for a couple hours. And then he totally thought he was going to get in. And I just, like, nope, pulled the blanket up over my legs, pushed him the fuck out, and I kicked him the fuck out of my house. I was like, you're not spending the night either. Like, that was your choice. I didn't fucking ask you to. Like, and, you know, I told my girlfriend about it, and she just, like, applauded me. She's like, yes, don't let him just think he can fucking get it. And I'm like, exactly. Like, I said that, and you went for it, and I let you, but who the fuck said you were gonna spend the night? Don't act that entitled. I don't give a fuck what our history is. Shit makes me mad. It's like all about consent. And that's the other thing about adventuring in single life. It's like, even though, like, I don't have a preference towards genders, I just happen to get with more guys as of late, just because it's like, currently the only girls I run across, you know, are only lesbians or into girls if other dudes know and can, like, watch. And it's frustrating because, you know, sometimes it's like, I really do just want to kick it with a badass female. Like, is that why? Like, I understand why dudes like me. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm funny as shit and I'm dope. Like, and then, like, guys are all like, oh. And then, oh, you think really highly. And I'm like, first of fucking all, yeah, I'm proud of my fucking self. Like, why am I not allowed to feel that way? Because that's the other fucked up part, is, like, dudes will come out of nowhere, and they'll act like they're doing you a favor. And I'm over here, like, the hell? Don't do me no damn favors. The shit makes me hella pissed off. And it's just, like, I've literally had a dude say to me, like, oh, I just, I thought you deserved a little charity. I don't know the last time you got some. And I'm looking at him like, I know I would get laid way more than you. And probably with more girls than you fucking do. Like, that's what makes me so mad. It's like, people get pissed off at a fat single girl living her fucking life the way she wants to. Like, oh, how dare she gets it. Like, yeah, I fuck with people who fuck with me. That they don't trip off my stretch marks. Like, they don't trip off, like, me being a big fucking female. You know, but, definitely there's a lot of things, like, taking those chances instead of deciding not to, I guess, because I've always been a firm believer, I'd rather regret something knowing I did what I wanted than always wondering what would have happened. Like, that's kind of just how I live my life, and it's also taught me that chemistry can be with fucking anybody. It's all about the timing. Timing's the bitch, because you can meet the wrong motherfucker at the right fucking time when you're down to love and you're down to give your all, and that's the motherfucker it happened to fall in with when maybe the next person or a person before that deserved that of you, you know? That's the shitty part. That's what I'm from, like, it's, the timing is the bitch, because chemistry can happen. Like, I've slept with dudes that have admitted to me that they'd never gotten with a big girl before, or they'd never been with, like, a blonde before, or, like, just, or whatever the hell it is that's different about me, but they're just like, I don't know, talking with you got me going, like, what I liked, and I'm like, yeah, it's called, like, having sexual attraction, like, it's called, like, I can put off my shit, like, I know how to talk, I know how to vibe with people really well. Is that so fucking bad? Like, and that I know that of myself, like, and I'm just like, yeah, screw it, you came through, though, you hit me up, I just reap the benefits of it, of your thirst, and you're just pissed off, because I was good after the swallow. Okay, I'm sorry, that was totally inappropriate, but the pun was there, and I fucking took it. But yeah, I mean, I could keep going, though. I mean, I could talk about the dude I hooked up with in a cemetery. I could talk about the dude I hooked up with at the creek. I mean, like, there's been a few. And, you know, because shit happens, and I only have one life to fucking live. And I revel in the world, in the word slut. Because you know what? Growing up, I was always bullied and told how ugly I was and how no one would ever fucking want me. And then now I'm over here, like, those same peeps are strapped down with a bunch of kids and they are not happy where they're at in their fucking life. And I'm over here, like, fat, single, happy, loving my fucking life, doing what the fuck I want to do, when I want to do it, with who I want to do it with. And why the fuck is that a bad thing? Like, I'm happy and I'm excited for my career. I'm excited for how much further I'm going. I'm excited for my future travel plans. Like, I'm like, I try to come up with shit, because in my life, I'm like, there's only so much I can control, and so many things are out of my control. I'm going to control what the fuck I can, and it's going to be my fucking life. And shit, that comes with my sex life, too. Like, but that all being said, there is times, you know, I'll be real, that it does suck. That it does, that it's like, man, I don't have, like, one person I can kind of call. But same time, too, I realize I have my girlfriends for that shit. I realize I have friends. I have family. I have people to talk to about things. I think that's just an issue. So many people put so much on their partner, so much dependency, they forget about how independent you can be. Being with someone just because you want to be with them, not because you gain something. Because honestly, some dudes be coming through with, they got nothing to lose and I got nothing to gain. And it's just like, what are we doing here? But that all being said, again, sorry, been a long day and I've been smoking. So, and I might have ate an edible because I'm a chef. What else do you think I fucking do? Of course I make edibles. All for myself. They're wonderful. Anyways. Shit. I wish everybody the best orgasms. And to have fun and to be safe and to trust their gut and do what you want to fucking do.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.